This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida after claiming victory following the publication of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. However, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, the president's version of events is not the whole story.
The 448-page report lists 10 episodes Bob Mueller's investigators looked at while probing whether the president obstructed the investigation. It shows attempts to have Mueller fired and to discourage witnesses from cooperating, but Mueller writes he could not conclusively say if there was any criminal conduct, and also that there is no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia. Minutes after the report was made public, the president appeared at a White House event with wounded veterans.
They're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
His legal team calls it a total victory. Democrats want Mueller himself to come before Congress. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of Robert Mueller's report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are attacking Attorney General Bill Barr because they won't accept the report's findings.
I think the Attorney General is making this as open as possible. It really gets down to whether you trust him or not.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says the report does not exonerate President Trump on obstructing justice.
While it says that it reaches no conclusion, it also does not exonerate the president on the issue of obstruction.
Some lawmakers have said the full report should be released to the public to let the American people reach their own conclusions. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed firefighters to the Élysée Palace, and they were feted in downtown Paris as a way of thanking them for saving Notre-Dame Cathedral in Monday's fire. Lisa Bryant reports from the French capital.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre-Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Je veux ici vous dire notre gratitude infinie.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said the firefighters would be made honorary citizens of the city. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Displaced Libyan civilians pleaded with the United Nations to find a solution to the airstrikes that are hitting them after a residential area was struck Thursday in the district of Al-Suwani. Families fled in pickup trucks as citizens and forces from the UN-backed Government of National Accord provided shelter and assistance in Al-Suwani when shells hit the suburban town. It comes as fighting intensifies between the government forces and the Eastern Libyan National Army, led by Commander Khalifa Haftar. The fighting has killed at least 205 people, including 18 civilians, and wounded more than 900, according to the World Health Organization. A federal judge has pared down a lawsuit against former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A lawsuit filed in late 2017 against former movie honcho Harvey Weinstein and associated companies and employees alleging sexual misconduct by Weinstein was significantly pared down Thursday. U.S. District Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein eliminated 17 claims, reduced the number of named plaintiffs from 10 to 4, and dismissed all defendants except for Weinstein. Hellerstein said he was dismissing the other defendants because the lawsuit had insufficiently shown they assisted, supported, or facilitated sex trafficking. Weinstein has denied engaging in any non-consensual sex. I'm Mike Gracia.
And Pope Francis observed Holy Thursday by traveling to a prison outside Rome, where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates, 9 Italians and 1 each from Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Morocco. Francis has used the rite as a way to reinforce his message that even the most important figures in society must serve the most marginal. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.